First Kings chapter 21. Ahab also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ahab also saw the land, the same type of sin David also had. But this time it was land, not Naboth's wife. Naboth had a piece of land near the palace, bequeathed to him by his father. And Ahab, the king of Israel, wanted it. We all know the story where he could not get it. On the advice or the scheming of his wicked wife, Jezebel, Naboth was killed. And when the news came to him that Naboth has died, now you can go and claim the land. And he was on his way going. Praise the Lord. Verse 17. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Prophet Elijah, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs licked the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And Ahab said to Elijah, when he went to meet him, Hast thou found me, O my enemy? Anybody that is telling any sinner truth, you are his enemy. And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to walk evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee. I will take away thy posterity. I will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and Israel and left in Israel. I will make thy house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, The dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dogs shall eat. And him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, who did sell himself to walk wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all things as did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, this is where I am going now. When Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. You know how he went? That is, all his bones left him. He doesn't like Elijah, but he knows when Elijah speaks, it comes to pass. Fear came upon him. He fasted, that is, he stopped eating food. A king that is supposed to be in his royal regalia, he tore his clothes and put sackcloth. It's a position of sorrow, godly sorrow. After being convicted of the evil he had done, as soon as he did that, verse 28, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. See God? You see God? You see God? You see God? Is somebody understand what I'm saying? Godly sorrow. Why? First, he was convicted. Then he became concerned because of the death that is awaiting, the punishment that is awaiting him. Hey! his reaction. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to be convinced that you are concerned. Can I give you one more example? The story of Rahab. Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2. Ahab, hallelujah, was a prostitute. Let me read it from verse 1. Hallelujah. Let me read a few verses there. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim, hallelujah, two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. See, the Bible recognized that she was a harlot, that is, a woman of ill fame. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in Hittah tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thy house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not where they are, or where they were. And it came to pass, about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I want not, I don't know. Pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. You know, she's a prostitute, so she knows how to talk. Even though she's not going to get customers. Verse 6. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, she shut the gate. They shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. Now this is where I am going. Verse 9. And she said unto the men, I know. Hey. Convinced. Another way of saying, I am convinced. I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard those things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. She was convinced, church, though a prostitute. Though a prostitute. I told you people here, I said, a sister who was a prostitute. She's now a very serious member of this church. She came telling me her testimony. She was a prostitute living in a brothel, in a hotel. But she said, it was, she didn't like the action of having to sell her body, but it was like, she didn't like that. She was not comfortable with it. She said, on Sunday, she will stand up, prostitute, and go to church. All she wanted to do was, the conscience was troubling her. She knew she should not be doing this, but for one reason or the other, she could not stop. She needed the money. She had no accommodation. She, you know, the condition was so terrible for her. And so she had to remain in that hotel. He said, when she's coming back from church on Sunday, she said, her other positive face and we laughed. So what did you go tell God now? Because we are prostitutes. Church will not be for us. Eh? We know something they do bad. We know. We know. Every sinner should know. She said she will tell them, you will not understand. That's all she used to tell them. You will not understand. But she had nowhere to go. That condition of the heart is what God was looking at. Somebody is trapped in a condition that refused to accept it. She knew what she was doing was wrong. Godly soul. And God, seeing that condition, one day, a man came to that hotel, as usual, to feel all right, and saw her, and took her to his house, after they settled, and asked her, the next day, why are you in that hotel? And that is how that man said, you shouldn't be in that hotel, I will marry you. God sent somebody. Now the man went to go find prostitute, but he was an angel of God to deliver that girl, his own feet, out of that place. And she said, even after she left, so she came staying with the man. As at the time she came to me, she had two children now for the man. Praise the Lord. Now listen, church. Now, listen. You see? Salvation, the mystery of salvation. Eh? A prostitute. God sent a man to go and answer her prayer and pull her out of that place. Then you will say, but me at the church, I belong to group, I'm the first here, I'm the intercessor, I'm the this one. Why God never bring my own? Let me go answer. Now you go answer. Answer is very obvious. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Rahab. She knew the testimony of Israel is true. She was convinced. Therefore, she got concerned for her soul, for her safety. Verse 12. See her concern. Now, therefore, I pray you. Swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, that you will save alive my father and my mother and my children and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Hallelujah. You see, she was concerned, she was convinced. This city will go. And so that she will be saved, she made a friend. She did something to save her life. What are you doing? Are you convinced that this world will perish? If you say you are convinced, what are you doing to save your life? That's what we can learn from Rahab. The harlot. Yes, you can call me a fornicator. You can call me anything you used to know me before. My mates, my classmates, those of us who were in the military together. Yes, every time they hear, they see me on television, they hear the latest news in our classmates is that Moses, the pastor. Hey, even Moses, the pastor. Yes, Alu is now a pastor. Hallelujah. There's something I know that they don't know. I know that destruction is coming upon this world. They don't know. I am convinced that this world will destroy. Therefore, I am doing everything to escape. Like Rahab the harlot. That's why I live by the word. The Bible said, don't do this. I will not do it. When the Spirit of God said, don't do it, all within me, I want to live a life. pleasing before God, so that when I die, you see, some people don't even believe that death can come anytime. The life you live shows so. If anybody knew the day he would die, we would have lived a better life than we are living now. Fear for no come. In fact, if you hear them, they shoot God, blah, 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 you say, it's not for me, nobody will die. You will go. If I'm robber, point you, God, you go slap him. I can't die now. My date, now 2014. Now only 2011 we're there, now still remain 2 years. Yes, now. But the truth is, nobody knows the hour. It's true. A brother here called me yesterday that his brother just, somebody they were jumping, said, let me go meeting. I'm coming, let me go for a meeting. Went for a meeting, and from there they called him. The person that just left for a meeting, and they say he slumped and died. What happened? They don't know. He slumped and died. 10 minutes before his death, if somebody told him, prepare for, you don't know where you die, he'll tell you, hey, don't worry. Don't worry now. And what of you? Do you know the time you will die? So how are you preparing towards your death? Knowing that any time at all I can die. Because we say, I will not die cockroach death. You are correct. That is, you will not die by the wish of the enemy. You will not die untimely death. But you must die timely death. And it is God that has the time. And he does not reveal the time to anybody. Some will live 100 years. Some will live only 30 years. Some will live 70 years. You don't know how long you will live. And don't say, my father lived 100 years, therefore I will live 100 years. Now lie, yo. Now your papa won't be that. You, God, you know how long you will live. Your papa didn't live for village. Now for village you didn't live. The food where your papa the chop, now you the chop. The stress when you get through for Lagos, so your papa get that kind of stress. The enemies when you get, your papa get the kind of enemies. Okay, I will live 100 years like my papa. If you live 100 years like your papa, then you must live the same life pattern like your papa. Your papa did not live inside Lagos where they drink fume from Molue. Those fume, environmental pollution of gases coming out of vehicles. Your papa didn't smell them. Your papa did not eat Mr. Biggs and fried food. He was eating natural. He was very, very close to nature. You are very, very far from nature. You say you will live 100 years. Now lie! Therefore, prepare. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Like Rahab. Hallelujah. Abraham. He was also, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11. Let's read this. Oh, just one or two verses there. Convinced and concerned. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, 9, and 10. He said, by faith, by revelation. Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, he did what? Obeyed. And he went out. Not knowing whither he went. By faith, by revelation. He sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Why? Verse 10. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. By revelation. You see? Abraham was a wealthy man. So wealthy until he had over 300 strong households. And he was feeding 300 people every day. You know, he was a wealthy man. And yet with all that wealth, he was not living in any mansion wherever he was.
was living in a tent. Why tent? Because he was ready to move at any time. Why? Because God gave him a revelation of a city that he prepared for him. And he looked all around Canaan. No, this is not the kind of place I have seen. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory. See, that song is a revelation. Hallelujah. It's a revelation. Abraham caught that revelation. And it reflected in the life he was living. You see? Hallelujah. There are millionaires looking at me now. Anyway, somebody told me that they are waiting for when we shall start church project. I said, let me wait till that time. He said, when we start, they will bring money. Amen. Continue to keep the money in the bank account. You see, yeah? Hallelujah. Keep all the money in bank account, and when you come to church on Sunday, it's coming soon. It's coming. You know you're a hypocrite. You know you're a hypocrite. You don't believe it's coming soon. The life you live shows you don't believe it's coming soon. That's the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In verse 7 also of Hebrews chapter 11, another character there, Noah. He said, by faith, Noah, be warned of God of things not seen as yet. Nobody had known of anything called rain. Moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Even in the New Testament, I'm telling people who we are convinced and we are concerned. In Luke chapter 19, the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a very rich man. Zacchaeus was a publican, a tax collector. So, he was a rich man. He was a custom officer. I didn't say you are rich. But he was a tax collector. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, hallelujah. He heard that Jesus was passing. But he was too short to see Jesus. And never you think that there is any condition so much you are in that God cannot spot you where you are. Because what attracts God to you is your faith. It's not your height. It's not the size of your body. It's the size of your faith. Because Zacchaeus demonstrated it. He noticed that Jesus was going to pass this way. Since I'm too short to see him, he ran and climbed a sycamore tree and stood there far above all the tall people. He went higher than them so that he can see Jesus. And that faith caught the attention of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he came down. Now, Zacchaeus was not sick. Zacchaeus was not deformed. But Zacchaeus knew that he was a sinner. He knew that he collected all this his money by fraud. There was something he needed. He needed eternal life. And the first thing he did, Jesus Christ saw him, said, today, now your house I go stay. Ah, may Jesus come, follow me, go house like that. Amen. May Jesus come, follow me, go house. If Jesus come, follow me, go house, what are you going to do for him?
I'm going to cook everything for him.
Eh? You go cook everything for her. Sister, if Jesus follow you, go to your house, what are you going to do?
I'll be very happy.
You'll be happy. What are you going to do for your happiness?
I will prepare the best thing I could prepare for him, food.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You will do what?
Upon his chest. I will just lay my head upon his chest, but listen to his word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey!
See, let me hear another person. If now you, Jesus, come catch you, say, go to your house, what will you do for him?
I'll be very happy. I'll be very glad to follow him. And I'll entertain him very well.
You entertain him very well. You'll be very happy.
Yes.
But do you know that every day Jesus follows you to your house?
Yes, I sure.
Hey, somebody understand something. You see? Why Bible say without faith it's impossible to please God? Without revelation. Without revelation. Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 was speaking about how people come to the Lord's table keeping malice with one another, grudging against one another, unforgiveness against one another. And those same people will come to the table. He said, when you come like that, you are coming unworthily. Why? Not understanding the Lord's body. Because the Lord Jesus Christ said, hallelujah, I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was in prison, you visited me. And they asked him, when did we see you hungry? What did he say? He pointed to his brethren. Hallelujah. And as much as you have done it to the least of this, my brethren, you have done it to me. Because we are members together of that one body of Christ. Anything you do to a believer, you are doing it to Jesus. So Jesus, you are seeing him every day. You are meeting him every day. He follows you. Some of you give him put notice on your house. Brother, I don't tire. Make it go, make it go, make it go. Sister, I can't take it anymore. Make it go, make it go. Every day. Rain was beating Jesus on the way. You did not give him a ride. Hungry was worrying Jesus. You did not give him money to eat. Jesus stood before you. No clothes to wear. Your extra clothes you pack and put under bed rather than give it out. You see? Jesus called Zacchaeus. Today, let us go to your house. Well, he got there. Evidence of conviction. It was a conviction he had that made him to be concerned for his soul. He was looking for eternal life. And Jesus did not preach to him that he saw all the things you collected for from people give. What did he say? He says, half of what I have, I am giving it to the poor. And anyone that I have taken anybody anything from by force, he said, I will give him four times that thing, restitution. Four times. Jesus didn't tell him that. It was a state of conviction. He needed to do something to appease his soul. He knew how wicked he had been before. And when it comes to true repentance, you don't need long sermon. Nobody should preach for you long sermon before you repent. Somebody here, this today's sermon is even too long for you. All I'm telling you is, you are not yet convinced about true salvation. That's why you have not been convicted enough to be concerned for your eternal destination. That's the truth. Let's say be the name of the Lord. You say, I am a church worker. You say, I'm a minister. I'm a gifted brother, gifted sister. In John chapter 6, 70 disciples were following Jesus Christ. But something happened. And a number of them went back from Jesus. And Jesus turned and he saw his 12 disciples. And he asked them, others have gone, won't you also go? You see? And they answered him, where will we go? Seeing you have the words of eternal life. Amen. Others went. They were all walking with Jesus. But some were following for different purposes. And once opportunity came for them to turn back, they turned back. And every Christian that is following Jesus Christ must bring you to a condition where you will truly demonstrate your state of conviction. How far can you go with Jesus? That's why I say every true child must be tried. That's why in Romans chapter 8, from verse 35, Apostle Paul, what shall separate us from the love of God? And he mentioned
all the condition. Peril, persecution, hunger, whatever it is. He said nothing for any Christian to stand and follow Jesus to that level. You know that there is a revelation he has that has convinced him that besides Jesus, there's no other way. He said, in all this, we are more than conquerors. So he also knows that Jesus will not disappoint him at the end. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so he said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But some were not convinced. His disciples were not convinced. And that's the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If not, compare Lot with his wife. Two of them were all living in Sodom. Two of them, husband and wife. God said he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. God, the angel said, go under this condition. Don't look back. Is it a difficult thing? Is it a difficult thing? Anandi? I know your wife is sitting somewhere because they're always sitting together. See, church, see how salvation is so simple. Salvation is so simple. When God wants to save you, the condition is not difficult. I'm telling you. He said, don't look back. That's all. That's all. Don't look back. Yeah, hey, thank God. Hey, thank God. And then Lot and his wife. Hey, thank God, oh. Thank God, oh. And they were going. Now, that's why I said, when Jesus Christ said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That come to me there is not come with leg. To come to Jesus is not come with leg. It's come with the heart. Because you may be coming with the leg, but the heart may be in a beer parlor somewhere. Lot's wife was following. And that is why I learned something from the story of Lot. That salvation is a personal thing. It's a personal thing. Very, very personal. Very, very personal. Therefore, if you won't go, don't endow me. That's our song. That's my song. One brother that married newly last week, on Sunday, he was in the church. Where your wife? He said, that woman was wasting my time. That's his first problem. Where you go face for marriage? He's not married, or just maybe never in 2 weeks, 2 months, sir. Whether he don't reach 1 month, I don't know, sir. So I tell her, I say, you don't begin fight. Hallelujah. Most of the men, the reason we come late, now the women, they make us come late. Now them, they make us come late. Although there are some women too, now the husband, they make them come late. Because I know a sister here, that the husband and they make her come late, because the husband has more cosmetics than the wife. Oh, yeah. He has the one for here, then he has the one for here, then he has the one for forehead, then he has 3 different sprays for the hair. When you spray the first one, you have to wait for some minutes. Then you spray the second. Whether the brother will hear me now, sir. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. But let me tell you, that woman that is making you to come late, now only church. If they follow you, go late. If you are to travel together and the flight is 6 a.m., she will reach there before 5. But if it is church, that's the time he will remind you. Now, I have to take care of the children. I have to take care of this one. I have to prepare food. I have to do this. You just wake up. You don't know what I'm going through.
But why is he saying the only church will they go late? I said they go work every day. So they go late for office. But once it is time for church, that's to let you know, hallelujah, the conflict, the spiritual conflict when it comes to salvation. That's why, don't you hang your redemption on any other partner's activity. Salvation is a personal thing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you must come to an estate where your husband will know you, your wife will know you, that when it comes to church, you don't play with it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those of them in my house, they know. Not because I'm pastor. Ever since I wake up in the morning, sometimes I tell you before it is daybreak. In the night, tomorrow I am leaving the house 8 a.m. I don't say it two times. No, they know me for that. They are hearing me now. They know me. Once it's 8, I am not asking you, are you ready? I dress up, I come out, and they see me carry my key. If you won't go, that is Saturday. So you see them begging, I beg now, I beg now, I beg now, I beg now, I beg now. I beg what? Praise the Lord. Lot, I left it for Lot. I'm sorry, please, I take too much time. But please, my beg, just 2 minutes, please. I don't nearly finish. Just listen. Lot. What was before him? The angel said, don't look back. He was convinced that Sodom will be destroyed. He was therefore concerned for his soul. He was going. See, you know that when they will take off, initially they will be at the same place. Eh? They will be at the same level. Come now. Come. One sister, come. This one will get belly. Come. Because they will use belly. You see now. I don't see it. With the belly, make it here. Bah, I'm rubber. You go set, you go wrong. You see him? Now lie, not be belly. Now something else. Hey! Honey, can't you see? Hey, God, bless us. Hey. He'll be going back, small, because she's remembering her jewelry. Sorry. And the angel said, don't carry anything. Naked, you came to the world. Naked, you will go back. You see, she will go back. You see, she's going back. You see? Praise the Lord. Because I am sure, as Lot was going, he suddenly discovered the woman was behind. And he can't look back. I'm sure he will have walked for honey. To know whether she's nearby, whether if you hold her, drag her. You don't hear anything. Honey, that girl didn't turn back like that. Though. She started by, you know, she couldn't keep the pace anymore. Every day, prayer. Waiting and prayer. A young man was telling me, said he quarrel with his wife. Wake up and pray. She don't agree, wake up, pray. You wake up, pray. So he won't fight. I say, that spiritual thing, don't fight. Because you can force a horse to the river. But you can't force the river, the horse to drink. I said, you apply wisdom. I started telling him how to do it. Don't fight, don't use a church to fight for house. Praise the Lord. And that is how Lot's wife finally The devil must administer. Your husband is a fanatic. Your husband is a fanatic. He too much. He too do. And only him be righteous. And meanwhile, she's the first lady because Lot was the mayor of Sodom. And meanwhile, so she was the first lady. And then see all the servants. Oh, you can imagine. The Bible says she looked back. And she became a pillar of salt. That's why Jesus repeated it. Remember Lot's wife. And why did he say remember Lot's wife? That's the effort so many of us are in today. So many of us, we have had the revelation by the last prophet's message. We have come out of denomination. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So many of us, why are we looking back? See, two rich men came before Jesus. I mentioned one earlier. His name is Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. His name is, he was a rich man. But his riches did not stop him from receiving eternal life. But another one came to Jesus. What must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, keep all the 10 commandments. He said, from birth I kept it. There is none to be taught. I keep them. Jesus looked at him. Can you also, if you're going to be perfect and have eternal life, all that you have, sell it. Give it to the poor and follow me. If you want to know whether he's a believer, touch his wealth. Touch his wealth. You see? Because of the wealth. He had no time to understand what Jesus Christ was saying. But here is another one. He did not hear the message. But Zacchaeus sold all that he had. All that he had. And there's another story in Luke chapter 16. The rich man that Lazarus was feeding from. The crumbs of his table. Dogs would come out and lick him. Lazarus died. He was in the bosom of Abraham. That rich man died. And where was he? He found himself in a place of torment. A gulf dividing where Abraham's bosom was and where the place of torment was. And then the rich man lifted his eyes and saw Abraham and Lazarus. Praise God. See, your poverty should not stop you from going to heaven. Your poverty. Don't let condition make you go to hell. Lazarus' condition was worse than anybody here. And yet, he remained faithful with God. He didn't, because of his poverty, go to steal. Because of his poverty, go and carry cocaine. Because of his poverty, go and join a cult. Because of his poverty, because of this, he didn't do nothing. He still remained faithful. Even if I will die a poor man, I will still serve the God of my fathers. He died, God honored that faith. God kept Lazarus. He could have changed Lazarus' condition. But he kept Lazarus to judge other poor people that would refuse to go because of poverty. Praise the Lord. And he made a statement. He said he was in torment. He said, send Lazarus. He said, look Lazarus as that poor man with there. Send him. Make him send him. Send him to bring water. Just tip your finger for water. Come and put in my throat. I am gone here. Does that not give you the picture of how hell looks like? What unbelievers die, where they go, and what they go through. Won't that story make you to be afraid? And Abraham told him that there is a gap, there is a gulf, in such a way that we this side, can't cross over to that side. There is no more mercy after death. This is the time God's mercy is available. For it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, judgment. But he said something. Hey, is this how this condition be? Abraham, can you send somebody? I have 5 brothers. To go and tell them. So that they will not make the same mistake that I have made. Abraham said, don't bother yourself. They have the prophets there. preach to them. Moses and Elijah is there telling them, if they will not hear Moses and Elijah demonstrating power, raw, saying it the way it should be said, with evidence that God has sent them, if they will not hear that, if another one rises from the dead, they will not believe. After all, did Jesus not rise from the dead? Do they believe him? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the unfortunate thing is that this category of people, they are in the church. The present day Christians, the problem with us is we lack conviction. The preacher himself is saying something, but the voice with which he's speaking lacks conviction. It's true. Somebody is saying Jesus is coming soon. But you see his emphasis. See his emphasis. There's nothing he's doing that shows that he believes that Jesus is coming soon. You see? You believe that there is hell, but there is nothing showing that you believe there is hell. You say there is heaven, but there is nothing you are doing that shows that there is heaven. Lie. Praise the Lord. For those of you, the final word, that have caught this revelation of true salvation. This is what Paul said. I read that scripture and we close. Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 26. This is his admonition. I'll read that. And just that and we close. Verse 26. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. What is it that remains? But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law in the Old Testament died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorrow punishment, suppose he, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, said the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now the church shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. May you be convinced, convicted, and be concerned for your soul from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.